Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. We're very pleased to be joined by Jonathan Conricus, Senior Fellow at the FDD, helping us to understand new information coming from the West Bank. The West Bank is a separate, entirely governance, as I understand it, from Gaza. Different history, different governance. The PA is there, but numbers. I'm told that it's okay to say there are approximately 2 million Palestinians in Gaza, 2.5 million to 3 million Palestinians on the West Bank, plus Israelis, 500,000 Israelis. The threat from the West Bank has many more people, and recently there have been military operations directed against the West Bank. In particular, there was one commander of the Islamic Jihad. Jonathan, a very good evening to you. What is the Islamic Jihad doing in the West Bank? Has it always been there? My memory, it was firing rockets out of Gaza. And why now the offensive? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John and Malcolm. I'll take a minute to explain. So what you refer to as the West Bank, and that's how most people around the world who are not Israelis call it. Israelis call it Judea and Samaria. That's the biblical name. It goes back a few thousand years and many, many centuries before anybody thought of the name the West Bank, which is basically an imperialistic description and a name that was stuck to the area from a British mandate and a little bit before. But what the Israelis call it is Judea and Samaria. Now, the situation there is governed by the Oslo Accords, which were signed 31 years ago, which was a serious attempt by Israel to make peace together with the Palestinian Authority. Sadly, 30 or so years after, that is not where we are. And most of the cities in the Palestinian Authority-controlled areas of Judea and Samaria, what you just referred to as the West Bank, they're basically lawless. They're areas where there's no governance. The Palestinian Authority does not govern and rule, doesn't have effective control of the situation. And as such, what we're seeing are terrorist organizations with different names and different banners, but jihadi extremist terror organizations that are building and establishing themselves in the various Palestinian cities. I'll name a few. Maybe the viewers have heard about Jenin or recently Tulkarem. Nablus is a very prominent city, and so is Hebron. These are cities where there's large Palestinian populations. They are totally governed by Palestinians. There are no Israelis there. There's no settlements and no Israelis there. They're governed by Palestinians, but they have now become absolute hotbeds of terrorist activity. And the military activity that you reported about, there's definitely been an uptick in Israeli preventive counterterrorism activity in Judea and Samaria because there's an uptick in terrorist activity against Israelis. And Israel is responding to that and trying to preempt attacks. And what we've seen, and with this I'll conclude, what we've seen over the last 3 years in general, a sharp incline in all of the statistics of the different attacks of Palestinians against Israelis. But what we've seen in the last, I'd say, month and a half, new and worrying weapons like standard grade explosives, rockets, and anti-tank missiles that the Palestinian terrorists are trying to use against Israeli civilians and against the Israeli military. And that's where we stand now. And as you say, lots of human lives are at stake here. It is very close to heartland Israel, Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, the coastal plain, and a very combustible situation as we speak.
Malcolm?
What has been the impact of the elimination of some of the key commanders of Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad in Jenin and Tulkarem? How does the IDF assess the long-term effectiveness of these kind of targeted strikes? And to what degree is it Jordan that is the smuggling route, that such huge quantities of weapons could have been smuggled into these areas?
Yes, well, what we've seen in the last, I'd say, year and a half, but in higher capacity the last few months, is enhanced Israeli counterterrorism operations. And as you mentioned, some of them have been very successful and have eliminated key terrorists in various Palestinian cities belonging to Hamas or Islamic Jihad or other less known terrorist organizations. I would assess that the effect of this is local. It's not strategic. Israel takes out one terrorist, another senior terrorist takes his place, and sadly there is no shortage of people, terrorists, that are willing to assume the role of leadership in terrorist organizations. And I think that you touched, Malcolm, on the most important and underreported topic, which so many serious people aren't really talking about. And I really think it is the heart of the matter, because Israel has been fighting terrorism for a long time in Judea and Samaria, but Israel still hasn't addressed seriously the root cause of the violent activities, and that is that they have weapons. The ideological part I put aside, but the fact that jihadi organizations have access to standard-grade weapons, assault rifles, ammunition, grenades, anti-tank rockets and missiles, explosives, etc., that is because Israel doesn't properly control the border between Israel and Jordan. And Jordan has become a smuggling hub of sorts, where Iranian agents are operating in southwestern Syria, crossing over into northwestern Jordan, the area of the Jordanian city of Irbid, and then crossing into northern Samaria or those parts of Israel and smuggling in lots of weapons through that area. Why is that happening, Malcolm? Because it's a long border. And in terms of priorities, Israel has so much to do on all of its other borders, Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, and other parts in Israel where there's been long fighting. So most of the infrastructure has been enhanced there, but not yet along the Jordanian border. And if Israel wants to put a strategic stop to the violence and the ability of terrorist organizations to kill Israelis, then Israel has to completely overhaul its defenses along the border and, of course, demand that the Jordanian security forces stop the trafficking on the Jordanian side.
We have a minute, Jonathan. The headline is that Israel has eliminated a Hamas commander in Jenin. How did a Hamas commander get to Jenin? Did he walk? How did he walk?
No. There's no need to walk, because there are well-established Hamas cells in all of the Palestinian cities in Judea and Samaria, all of those cities that are controlled by the Palestinian Authority on paper. We have large amounts of Hamas terrorists in Hebron, in Jenin, in Nablus, in Tulkarem, and in Ramallah and Jericho. These are places that are the biggest cities in Judea and Samaria. They're full of Hamas and Islamic Jihad because the PA, Palestinian Authority, doesn't control it. So, no, you don't have to walk physically from Gaza to Judea and Samaria. They have established themselves there, and that is what Israel now has to fight.
So to break Hamas and eliminate Hamas, you must take on the West Bank. Is that the conclusion, Jonathan?
That Hamas is definitely not only a Gaza problem, it is a regional problem. And first, Israel needs to deal with Hamas in Gaza. That's their center of gravity. But onwards, yes, Israel will have to deal with Hamas and its establishment in Judea and Samaria as well.
Jonathan Conricus of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Malcolm and I have known Jonathan for some time. He used to be in uniform. Now he's with us. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly, perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.